From Harry Hurley Way and the World's Playground to the Broadcast Pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame, you're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
It is 7 minutes past the hour. Welcome to the Hurley in the Morning program, and thank you for waking up early in the morning. Hey, I felt like a normal, just perfectly functioning human being when I could actually watch something like a Trump town hall. I mean, they usually start 9 o'clock at night, even maybe later, and that's just impossible with my schedule. This was great that it was at 7 o'clock last night. I watched it in real time. Now, I always catch up, but it was just such, I commented to Margie, I said, this is just great. I get to actually watch something in real time. What a treat. And what a good hour from South Carolina. Trump on message. You know, I will tell you, it really gives you, if you pay attention, and I know you do, I wish the people that didn't pay attention would pay attention. I'm speaking to the crew that does pay attention, but the words need to be spoken anyhow. If you pay attention to what really is going on, I mean, for example, Laura Ingraham brought up, did he feel comparative? And that wasn't the word she used, but it's the meaning. Did you feel comparative to Alexei Navalny? Now, of course, the Democrat media is going crazy. Trump, again, is saying that he's just like, because they want you to think, hey, this guy's a kook. You know, this guy's dead. And this guy, you know, is a billionaire, even when you take millions from him or try. And so this is what they try to do. They try to kook him out. Meanwhile, Biden tripped twice up Air Force One, the mini steps, the kiddie steps, because he can't do the... I mean, this is unbelievable what's going on. So Laura Ingraham said about Navalny, Trump pivoted right from it. He acknowledged something that they're after him. And of course, you're not paranoid when they're after you. And it's true. And they are. You see that Letitia James? Now she, for no reason, she comes out and says, if Trump doesn't pay the money, then we're prepared, you know, to go in and take, you know, forfeiture and everything that we can do. What a creep. What an absolute. She should be the one that's on criminal trial, not President Trump on civil trial. And remember, and it was a bench trial because Trump couldn't even get a jury trial. He was found, this is really amazing, he was found guilty before the trial even began. This is unbelievable what's going on. This is going to be so overturned by the first honest person that gets it. Remember, everything about our country says you can't unreasonably do things. You can't deny people their constitutional rights. You can't overly punish someone. And this is crazy. It is, but the Democrats know what they're doing. They keep Trump busy. He's got to put money together. And because remember, even though he will appeal and he has announced that he will appeal, he has to put up either the amount plus interest. So it's not $364 million. It's like $450 million. So he either has to put that up on deposit or obtain a bond that guarantees that amount. Now, I would imagine he has the cash, but if he doesn't want to put his cash up, which I wouldn't do, I mean, he's not a flight risk. He's, you know, the bond's not at risk. You know, I would just get a bond if someone will do it. Now, of course, he can't do it in New York because they've made it that he can't borrow in New York. So I don't know if you could get a bond by putting up collateral. But he'll get it. One way or the other, he'll get it, and he'll get it done. But what a what just a terrible, terrible time. But let's, I guess, be grateful that Democrats do what they do. And I'm talking about the worst of the worst. The quiet ones are also deserving of our disappointment because they vote for these scoundrels and they say nothing. Or even worse, they defend. But they know. They know this is a blank show and I can't say the word I want to say. Although CNN says it with seemingly great regularity, I won't do it. Joe Concha just said that, but they only have friends and family that watch them, so nobody heard it, which is kind of funny. The CNN reporter saying the SH word rhymes with hit. I mean, that's what it's come to. There's no news anymore with these people. They are Democrat campaign associates. They are advocates. Everything that they do is through the prism of helping Joe Biden. Do you think they reported that he... Now, you have to understand, if you have dealt, and almost every single person listening has dealt with the issue of a loss of mental acuity, whether it be dementia, Alzheimer's, or some kind of declination in terms of mental function. With that goes all the things that we have observed. The angry man, Joe Biden, the way he snaps. Imagine how he is. I mean, I've been told, but it's hearsay, that he is very abusive. But that's what people in his condition do. They yell, they even hit. They also, when you watch him walk, and I'm not being unkind, I mean, this is the president of the United States in name only. And he's not with it. When they walk, they don't have a proper gait. They don't lift the way that you and I do, one foot in front of the other. They shuffle. And then what that causes are trips and falls pretty regularly. Joe Biden, he can't do the long steps of Air Force One. The media shoots it so that it kind of looks like he is, but he's not. He's doing the short, the kiddie steps on the other side in the back, not going up at the height of the plane. Too many steps. He doesn't negotiate them well. People in that condition don't see them well. And again, I'm not celebrating. I'm merely reporting. So I'm watching him go up the kiddie steps and boom, because he doesn't lift his foot to the next step, boom, hits into it, leaned forward, almost went down. About 2 steps later, boom, he does it again. He tripped up twice to the plane. Sean Hannity did report about it on his social media. I'm sure he said it on his show, and I did not stay up for that. I just can't stay up for that. I'd like to. I like Sean a lot. But I know he brought it up, and if he didn't, he brought it up on his social media. But you would think the media would report on that, but they're not. Now, I will say this, though. More and more in the Democrat media, and you can tell, this White House can't take it. They're like in shock. Like, why are you saying anything about us that's not positive? They can't believe that the media has gotten a little bit truthful and critical. And they don't take it very well. They flip out about it. So that, to me, like an Ezra Klein saying that Biden should not run, and others, this is the Democrat media demonstrating they don't want Joe Biden to be the nominee because they think he's going to lose. They do not, even though it would be great for their business. It would be great for their ad revenue. They're so stupid. They should just call it straight. It would be so good. Don't they remember when they used to have the veins popping out of their neck? And here's my question. I got to follow up. And they would go crazy on Trump and Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Kayleigh McEnany, whoever it would be. Don't they remember how they loved faking like they were reporters again? They would want more of this, where they have to lie and acts of omission and commission. So much more straight ahead, including, can you confuse sawdust with cocaine? I will report. You will decide. 18 minutes past the hour. What's Mark Levin have to say?
Mark Levin.
In America, Joe Biden's America, free speech and academic freedom are shrinking. The police state is growing, as is monitoring and spying on citizens. Crime is out of control on our streets, public transportation, and schools, while police budgets are slashed and many prosecutors and judges coddle violent criminals. Our borders are wide open to millions of foreigners who seek entry into this country.
Mark Levin on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Fox News commentary.
A UK university hospital system is really trying to claim that trans female milk is as good for babies as actual female breast milk. Woke has gone scientific. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
As most Americans suffer financially, gold just hit an all-time high. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or your 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
I've heard some crazy so-called science from the left ever since the COVID pandemic, but this new woke claim may be the most outrageous yet. As reported by The Telegraph, a leaked letter from the medical director of the University Hospitals Sussex NHS Foundation Trust really said milk from trans women created via a combination of drugs is comparable to milk produced following the birth of a baby from an actual woman. Yes, you heard that right. The medical director of a major UK university system would really have you believe that some unnatural science experiment concoction made for trans women is just as good as natural breast milk from a woman. This hospital system also claims the drug-induced lactation is safe but has some limitations. Yeah, no freaking kidding. This is just a bridge too woke and too far. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick.com.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
300.
You're waking up with Hurley in the morning.
I'm looking for trustworthy news.
WPG Talk Radio
right
95.5.
Here. 4 hours and 6 minutes a day. That's what we do. We bring it. We bring the truth. We bring much that you never get anywhere else. Let's see if this is an observation that you have made, because I've noticed it and I think there's something to it. Once again, I'll share with you my thoughts, and you can take it or leave it. Eric Adams, because New York City had become completely overridden. They were closing schools and putting illegals in the schools. I mean, parks, you name it, the hotels, it's all getting trashed. And he finally had enough, and he started to really give it publicly to Joe Biden. And don't you know, because you know I don't believe in coincidences, that all of a sudden leaks come out from Biden's DOJ that Eric Adams is under investigation for campaign expenditure irregularities. Do you remember that? And you might not, but many of you I know, because you're in the 99.9 Infinity Club, many of you do know this. Maybe you'd forgotten about it, and it's, oh, yeah, I remember that now. That's how my mind works. Something might slip my mind, but you give me one or two words on something, and then I could do an hour or two long filibuster. because I do remember it all. It's just something that just isn't on the tip of my tongue. I don't know if that's how your mind works. That's how mine works. But I was just thinking about, this was before airtime. Didn't get to do, I started my morning concert, and I will tell you, I had a beautiful Olivia Newton-John song that played for me. And what was the other one? I only got two songs into my concert, and then I just had too much to do. I got a lot done. What I try to do, just to give you my morning routine, begins at 2:15. Lately, it's been beginning at 1:45 a.m. I've been beating my alarm, not only beating it strong, but beating it by like a half an hour. So we'll just say somewhere around 2 o'clock. Lately, even before that, we get going. I do a lot of work for a couple of hours. And then what I do is I try to carve out, it doesn't always happen, it did not happen today, I try to carve out an hour. That's like the ultimate goal. Many times it winds up being 30 minutes or 45 minutes because I do a bunch of stuff, including writing one new article for the WPG Talk Radio 95.5 app. This morning I wrote a piece about an Atlantic City casino. It's a really cool piece. It's got some great history in it about the property and that they're doing a multi-million dollar renovation. And I'm telling you, we need to do this because New York City competition is knocking on Atlantic City's door and we've got to be ready. So I did that, started my morning concert, but then my mind just started. Usually I can just completely close my eyes. Typically I don't sleep, but I close my eyes and just enjoy a bunch of the music that I love. This morning it didn't happen. I did get two songs in. So memorable, I can't remember the first, but Olivia Newton-John was the second one. Have You Never Been Mellow was the song. Beautiful, what a beautiful, beautiful angelic voice. Amazing. So that was great. Then I said, that's it. And I started working again. And what I was thinking about, it just came to me at about 5:30 this morning that, hey, look at Eric Adams. He was so loud and trashing Biden and all this has to stop and we need money and we need this and we need that. And then guess what? All of a sudden, oh, look at this. Eric Adams is under investigation for improper campaign expenditure irregularities. And then suddenly, nothing from this guy. And now he's right back on the Biden train as New York City is preparing to give illegals prepaid credit cards. This is a $53 million taxpayer-funded program. Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. This is more than $15,000 a year. Plus, per migrant family. And already, if you look at the state of Massachusetts, they're paying $64 per person daily to feed the illegals. That's $93,440 a year for a family of four just to feed. Feed and house. So they get that for nothing. You know, I got to tell you something. They don't have it bad. They have Cadillac health benefits. They pay for nothing. They have EBT debit cards. They have free food, free housing, free cell phones. I mean, they're being provided a comfortable life while we have homeless Americans and veterans. What are we doing? This is utter madness. And I'll tell you what, if November 5th isn't about throwing these people out that have been doing this, I don't know when we will. You think because Joe Biden's going to start announcing, hey, I'm going to put sanctions on Russia this Friday, and because, you know, 3 years worth of this. Oh, really? So right now, it's just all piled up to right now. What puts you over the top? A little Novichok poisoning? Or the fact that Russia's been eating your lunch and attacking Ukraine and emasculating the American president for 3 years. So finally, less than 8 months before an election. And oh, we don't want EV cars by 2030 after all. And we're not really after your washer and your dishwasher and every other appliance that you have. No. We're not for any of the things that we've been for. But just understand something. If you're a sucker and you give them another chance, he's going to close the border. That's the State of the Union reset. Close the border now. Everything's going to be beautiful. Don't believe anything they say or anything that they do for the next 8 months, because I guarantee you that after November 5th, it will be business as usual. They'll be living la vida loca and crushing you. Don't believe them. Please, whatever you do, don't believe them. They lie about everything. They're Tony Montana. I always tell the truth, even when I'm lying.
This is the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network.
Harry Hurley, three stories that you can follow right now on the WPG Talk Radio 95.5 app. Stockton University hockey program overcomes Atlantic City Hall obstacles. You can read about that. The finest restaurant entrees that are available in the Atlantic City area. It's a wonderful article. And an Atlantic City casino that you know all too well begins a multi-million dollar renovation program. It's the first phase, and they're doing a lot.
From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Today will be another quiet, dry, reasonably pleasant late February day. It is cold this morning, 20s inland, 30s near the insulated ocean. We'll see a high of 44 today with sun and some clouds, and again, dry weather. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 46. Spotty rain showers possible late day. More clouds and more scattered rain Friday, high of 50. Get weather 24/7 wherever you are. Download our free mobile app today.
You're listening to Hurley in the Morning on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app. You're listening to Hurley in the Morning.
Under President Biden, America has laid out a welcome mat to illegal immigrants, smugglers, and cartels.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The border issues are out of control.
South Jersey's talk station.
Oh, they are all right. By the way, one of the people we'll be speaking with later this morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, but when I am filling in nationally for Brian Kilmeade, is Griff Jenkins. Let me see. I could probably tell you what time that's going to be. Give me a second. Let's see. I've got... What did I say that launched Siri off my watch? I'll tell you, my phone is haunted. Let's see. Griff will be on. If you want to listen live, Griff will be on at 9:34 a.m. Eastern. If you want to listen just regular, you know, if you're just a regular listener of the Brian Kilmeade Show, because remember, Brian does begin at 9 a.m. We play his 9 a.m. hour in hour 12, noon hour. So Griff will be on with me at 12:34 here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And we'll be talking about, you know, Biden's in California, doesn't go to the border. They've got a serious problem going on. Chinese are coming in huge numbers, like 400 and some in the past 2 days, 24,000 or something close to that over like the past 8 months. It's unbelievable. But I said I would tell you about, can you mistake sawdust for cocaine? I'll tell you, it could be a little bit. Even though they're getting exposed, like the Bidens are catching a couple of breaks. You've got the one guy who has been indicted because evidently he said that each of the Bidens got $5 million, and they're saying he's lying about the timing of all that. So you got that going on. And now you have Hunter Biden through Abby Lowell bringing up that the Department of Justice mistook sawdust for cocaine. Now, I will tell you, I saw one picture and it didn't look like cocaine. I'm just being honest. I mean, this guy's a user or former user or whatever. I think the cocaine in the White House may have had something to do with him. And the reason I say that is because they never bothered to find out whose it was, because they did find out. It's just like they know who leaked the Dobbs decision at the Supreme Court. They're not telling us. And then they just act like, oh, it just goes away. We don't know. It could only be 15 people, but we're not going to find out. Come on. So I saw this photo. I don't have it in front of me now, but I saw it. And I don't know who put sawdust in lines that look like it's cocaine, but I'm just going to say, and I don't have a lot of experience, thank God, with cocaine, but I have seen it, not in person, but I've seen it in photos and in video and things like that. I'm pretty proud of that. I have never personally been anywhere where I have seen cocaine. I know that maybe that a lot of you might have seen it. I've seen that people put it on mirrors and stuff like that and roll up $100 bills or have these little glass snort things, straws. But yeah, I'm pretty proud of that. Never thought about that so graphically, but I've never seen cocaine in person. Good for me. Good for you, if you can say that. But still, I do know what it looks like, and it doesn't look like tannish, thicker lines of sawdust. So I don't know if that's an okie doke. Hey, look at this. Here's the cocaine. And it's some fake out and it's not. Did they build in an excuse for themselves by having a photo? I don't know. And I have to say, how could the DOJ mistake what's in that photo for cocaine? And maybe they're not. But that's what Abby Lowell is saying. So Hunter Biden had a photo in his phone, and I think it was on a mirror, of lines of sawdust. Whatever that would be for. Here's what Abby Lowell had to say. Quote, the prosecution's latest filing amplifies why Mr. Biden and the court cannot take the prosecution's assertions concerning its discovery production or what that discovery reveals at face value. Quote, the prosecution is flat out wrong, both that Mr. Biden took this photograph and in claiming that it depicts cocaine. Multiple sources have pointed out, and a review of discovery confirms this is actually a photo of sawdust from an expert carpenter, and it was sent to Mr. Biden, not vice versa. So an expert carpenter has lines of sawdust and then text messaged or otherwise digitally sent the photo to Joe Biden? What is that about? Lowell added, mistaking, quote, sawdust for cocaine sounds more like a storyline from one of the 1980s Police Academy movies, comedies, than what should be expected in a high-profile prosecution by the U.S. Department of Justice. I just don't want to believe this. I'm just unless they're in the tank and they're throwing the case, because they're building all these things now to just get it all dismissed if they can. But as I keep telling you, do not worry. Anything that's federal, Hunter will be cleared. He'll be cleared of the because he's going to get pardoned. How do I know that? Because Joe Biden says he's not going to pardon him. So I know that means he is going to pardon him. And anybody out there would pardon their son. I've said from the beginning, I don't even hold that against him. I would pardon my son, too. And find another way, you know, to punish him. but not putting your son in jail if you don't have to. If you have the power not to do that, I don't know anybody that would not do it. That would, oh, I could pardon my son, but he's got to learn and he's got to pay. No, it's not going to work like that. If you know anything about this Biden gang, they don't believe any rules apply to them. They're seething that their Department of Justice even charged Hunter Biden. And of course, we know they didn't want to. They tried to let it all go away. And they got busted. Thank God. If it wasn't for the whistleblowers and people like Tony Bobulinski, he would have gotten away with all of it. Look how much they did let expire and let the statute of limitations run out. So I got to tell you, if the DOJ's case has lines of sawdust in a photo and they're maintaining that that's cocaine and that Hunter Biden did it, I think that they can't be that bad. They have to be helping Hunter Biden win. We ask your honor, a summary judgment here. You got to throw this out. They're saying my client used cocaine. We have an expert carpenter. Hi, I'm the expert carpenter. You ever hear that term, expert carpenter? Look, I love Finnish carpenters. My father was a fabulous Finnish carpenter and a great master plumber and a great estimator. He was one of those rare people that had total executive capacity and skill sets and also had every single trade that you could ever imagine. What a blessing. I want to say I got half of it, but I did not get I'm not incompetent, like totally without, you know, being a little bit handy, but that's a stretch, if anything. But if they have this all set up, hi, I'm the expert carpenter, and that, by golly, that is sawdust. I mean, who are we going to have? Like Inspector Clouseau pop out? That's not cocaine at all. That's sawdust. How do we know? Because we have the expert carpenter. Remember that term.
You're listening to Hurley in the Morning.
I'm from Margate.
EHT.
Galloway.
Mays Landing.
Listen at home or in the office on your smart speaker. Just say, play WPG. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com. Early in the Morning.
It tends to make me feel a little bit more intelligent.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here's a good one, and I got to tell you, I can't stop laughing ever since the text message came in. A very good friend of mine who is an expert builder. He can build anything. Like my father, he could do anything, build anything, take anything that's broken and make it work again. I mean, just a beautiful, beautiful person, very talented person. So he's been a carpenter. He's been a builder for 25 years. Wrote me, never heard that term, 25 years of being a builder. I wrote back, it's like George Zimmerman, white Hispanic. They will, this lying, conniving Democrat media and their cohorts, they will lie about anything. They will make up anything. Remember, they turned George Zimmerman into a racist because the whole thing had to be race related. So I can't remember which of the alphabet networks it was. I think I know, but since I'm not 100%, I don't want to say the wrong network because that wouldn't be fair, but it was a major network. They actually redacted the dispatcher asking George Zimmerman if he could see if the person was white or black or the description of the person. So when you cut that out and then all of a sudden you hear George Zimmerman say he's black, then they ran with that. It's kind of like, remember, hands up, don't shoot? Only that never happened. But it's an entire movement. There's tchotchka and everything. T-shirts, you name it. A big lie. Never happened. Go try to convince people. Maybe one day we'll have a whole hour on lies that many people believe are the truth. That the truth just can't win, can't set it free. So that was my analogy because Zimmerman was asked if the person was black. He didn't just come out and say, hey, they're black. But you cut something out, you can make somebody sound however you want them to sound. Then it was very important because they want it to be white on black crime. Because that's nirvana for them. If it's black on white, forget about it. It's not even a whimper. It's not even a news story. If it's white on black, forget about it. It's over. Just the accusation is over. You're over. Done. So they had to create a term that never existed in the entire course of human events. George Zimmerman, a white Hispanic. Go look it up. And I dare you, go find it anywhere else other than with George Zimmerman. It's never, ever existed. Got more. Got a lot of more. Told you yesterday that Nikki Haley would be speaking at 12 noon. I don't know if she spoke at 12 noon. I know she spoke. I don't know if it was exactly at 12 noon because she will not get 1 second of my time for the rest of my life. If she's on, I turn it off. I don't want to see her. I don't want to hear from her. But I have to cover her because she's still in the race. And I do note, though, notice how much airtime Nikki Haley gets and how Robert Kennedy, who's challenging Joe Biden, he gets no airtime. None. Pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, a Democrat, you know, icon. And you hear nothing. So this was, I wrote this quote down because I think it's just fantastic. Nikki Haley said yesterday in her speech, remember I told you this is no speech that she's getting out of the race. I knew it. This was her speech to tell you she's never getting out of the race. Never, ever. It's never going to end. The Democrats are going to keep paying for her to run, and she's going to keep running. And listen to this. Listen to this. She said, I'm in the race. This is a quote. I'm not paraphrasing. I'm in the race until the last person votes. Now, here's what I promise you. I can't give you the day, although I think it will be Super Tuesday. It might take one more after that. So within a week of that or so. But in the month of March, President Trump will have beyond the delegates that you need. So at that point, the Republican National Committee has to coalesce, and it's Trump's party. And you're going to see probably this Saturday night, Ronna Romney McDaniel will resign, and Trump will get the Republican National Committee chairman. I think it will be a chairman and not a chairwoman this time. Although they have a rule that the next position would have to be the opposite sex, so it will be a woman in that position. And I don't know if it's going to be Laura or Trump, but it will be a female. And that's going to happen. And whether Nikki Haley gets out of the race or she doesn't get out of the race, I don't care. Because Trump will be the presumptive nominee. It will be his decision to pick the leadership. And then on to the general election. And she, if she stays in, she's just got to be ignored because there is no path for her to win. All right, let's do this. Your calls all this hour. 609-407-1450. Call me now.
Atlantic City. WENJ HD3 Millville, a Town Square media station. Everything you need to know in 6 minutes starts now. From Harry Hurley Way and the World's Playground to the Broadcast Pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame. You're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Thank you. Welcome back. Not even 7 minutes past the hour. Let's seize this extra moment that we've been given. 609-407-1450 an open phone line. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. Glad you called in. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harry. It's Tom. How are you?
Good, Tom.
Listen, I was just in town the other day. My grandkids took me to the new Dave and Buster's for my birthday. And so that was enjoyable. But what really bothered me is the place to park is you go into the old Trump Plaza parking lot. And the place is so decrepit, and I know you'll remember well, but I remember, to me, that was always like if I were to develop a casino, either Caesars or Trump Plaza would be the excellent location. I probably like Trump Plaza better because it
connects to the old boardwalk. Well, let me opine, Tom, because this is my former vocation, as you know. And I worked for the very company that you're talking about. When I was still down at the Golden Nugget, and my boss, Steve Hyde, because Chuck Malamut was my boss, but Chuck left and he went to Bally's. Steve Hyde became my boss. I didn't have somebody in between me and the top guy at that point. Then Steve Hyde left. Steve Hyde and Mark Ettis left the Golden Nugget to Steve Hyde to take over all of Trump Hotel Casino Resorts, and Mark Ettis to become the initially he was at the Plaza, but it was always going to be that Mark would be the president of the Trump Taj Mahal, where he did do a great job. And of course, Steve Hyde, Mark Ettis, and John Beninoff were struck down when the helicopter they were in crashed, and they died in the prime of their lives. And President Trump lost the top three executives in his company. The Trump Plaza, when Ettis and Hyde were there, they marketed themselves as the center of the boardwalk. It was the centerpiece of the boardwalk, and it was the perfect location. It's a shame to see what happened there because, I mean, coming in from the expressway, you're right. Caesars and Trump Plaza are the two properties that are best positioned with the way that people come into the city. You know, down at the Golden Nugget, and not the new Golden Nugget, but the Golden Nugget I worked for, a lot of people came in the old-fashioned way, maybe the expressway over Albany Avenue Bridge. And because Boston at Pacific, it was just more convenient than coming in at the center of town. But it was the perfect location. And Tom, I know you remember this as well. The Trump Plaza connected to Boardwalk Hall. And Trump made great use of big events, Spinks Tyson, you know, and other things that would take place, WrestleMania, for two or three straight years. So, Tom, you're absolutely right. It was the perfect location.
And to see it in such a disrepair, I mean, the place, but also for people that are listening, the new Dave & Buster's that used to be at that one, I guess, was Jay-Z's nightclub. It's such a great family place there. The security, so people just can't, kids just can't come in off the streets there. And when we were there last Saturday night, to see all the families that were there, and it was just a really nice event. So I really recommend people, you know, go there. It's a fun thing. The food was good. The gaming there, it's great. But to see the decrepit parking lot, and then the giant, I guess, fountain there, and all the garbage and stuff that's there, I still don't. You know, of all the places I know, we were, you know, we went through a whole time where we lost casinos there. But why didn't that seem to make it? I mean, in your opinion, I mean, because of the great event. In fact, when you said WrestleMania, I didn't go to WrestleMania, but I was divorced. I had just gotten divorced. I was dating somebody, and we went through WrestleMania and seeing some of the actual wrestlers playing table games was a great, great feeling. Like, I actually saw Jake the Snake Roberts passed out at a blackjack table with his snake. They had all guards around him. I mean, it was great there. But
Tom, here's your short answer. You had a situation where Trump slowly but surely was leaving Atlantic City. He had less and less involvement in the Trump properties. Tillman Fertitta buys the Trump marina, formerly Trump Casino Resort by the Bay. So that's gone. The Taj is sold. And the Plaza just wasn't going to make it during the time of casino contraction, where the strongest survive. The ones that made it were the ones, you know, and I think it's probably fair to say, because it was on the toxic side of the Bally's books, the Bally's Park Place was lucky to make it, probably the last one to make it. So it was just X number of casinos in contraction were going to come out of it, and Trump Plaza was not positioned to be one of them. I'll give you an example, and Trump would have never allowed this. If I had one bulb out, he would go bananas about it. His attention to detail was so incredible. I wrote an article about this and took a picture of it, and the thing went viral around the world. The story went bananas. I mean, millions of readers on this one piece. The picture, instead of it was a nighttime shot, instead of it reading Trump Plaza, it read ULAZA. Those were all that were left lit. Note, so the U in Trump, but the TR out, the MP out, the P in Plaza out. So it was ULAZA. That's my sort of microcosm for why Trump Plaza didn't make it.
Wow. Okay, I just wanted to bring that up to you. Like I said, I was just in town last week. Had a great time there, but really disheartening to see the condition of Trump Plaza. And then somebody else who was with us from out of town. So here's somebody who's out of town who's not anti-Atlantic City talking about how bad the roadways are on Atlantic and Pacific Avenue there. I mean, they're saying, you know, because a friend of mine was from college. He said, Tom, I used to, you know, come to visit you when we were in college together. He said, it was a great place. He said, how can you have the roads this way? And it was embarrassing. I mean, yeah. You know, because I took him for a little tour afterwards back to my place on Bartram Avenue and all around. And he said, wasn't that where the high school was? I said, no, that's, you know, Stockton College. You know, but just the roadway, it was a major embarrassment. And it's just breaks my heart every time I go in and see that type of stuff. But also, the stuff you're writing, I told you last week, first thing I do when I get into work is turn on the radio, but I go and read some of the stories there. They're just great stories. So.
Thank you, Tom.
Great job.
Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Bye-bye. It's sad for me, too. When I go by the Golden Nugget, or now the former Bally's Grand, the former Atlantic City Hilton, the former Atlantic Club, the former Golden Nugget, not the beautiful Golden Nugget in the Marina District, because I have to say, and if you'll read about it if you read the article that I wrote this morning, Tillman Fertitta, you got to give him credit. He put well over $100 million, and it needed it at the time that he bought it back in 2011 from then Trump Entertainment, which was the new company after Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts. Trump Entertainment sold the Trump Marina to Tillman Fertitta of Landry's, and he put over $100 million, and it needed every bit of it. And they're doing more. So check out what's happening there. But it's so sad when I see the old Golden Nugget at Boston and Pacific Avenue and Trump Plaza. Oh, it's just like Tom said, it's heartbreaking. Don't go away on the phone lines. You're going to be next. Please don't go away. We'll be right back to your calls after this.
Hurley in the morning.
The more we talk about it, the better.
WPG Talk Radio.
Then we will.
95.5.
Your morning cup of Sean.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
New York State Democrats are pushing to put Biden's illegals on the public payroll. You can't make this up. Now New York is considering relaxing qualifications for thousands of jobs for the purpose of hiring illegal immigrants that will have legal work status in the U.S. The governor, Kathy Hochul, has touted identifying over 40,000 open positions by employers in the state willing to hire illegal immigrants. By the way, what does this do to the price of labor if you include such a large number of people in the labor force? What do you think is going to happen to wages? What about Americans that want higher paying jobs? Now they're going to be competing with people that will work for minimum wage?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're waking up with Hurley in the morning. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
People.
A $500 Visa gift card is up for grabs now on the WPG Talk Radio app. You're waking up with Hurley in the morning on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And I thank you very much. I personally thank you. I professionally thank you. Thanks for making all this possible. And if you haven't had enough, at 10 o'clock, because today we will go right to the news break. We won't go until 10:06. We'll go until the top of the hour news break, and then right after the 10 o'clock local and Fox News break, yours truly will sign on for 3 more hours, guest hosting my good friend Brian Kilmeade's show today, which we're looking forward to. We have a jam-packed lineup of national guests, including Griff Jenkins, who is hosting Fox and Friends this morning. He's sitting in for Brian there. I'll be sitting in for Brian on his radio show. So when Griff comes on, I'll make mention of that, of course. Back to your call, 609-407-1450. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. So I hear that Governor Kathy Hochul is giving positions of authority to illegal immigrants. That sounds kind of lawless.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the next thing they're going to do, so I shouldn't say the next, but somewhere down the road, the whole thing will be proven to be true. Everything that we have been saying, their goal is for all of these illegals to be able to vote for their favorite Democrats all over the country.
Yes, and also the spirit of the Constitution is you're innocent until proven guilty, but not in the case of President Trump. He's guilty until proven innocent. Hey, I thought nobody was above the law.
What do you call her? Nancy Pelosi? Isn't that your nickname for her?
That's my
yeah, I never heard anybody say that until you, but it's perfect because she is lousy. She's horrible, just a horrible human being. Horrible during the pandemic. Remember her getting her hair done when no one else could? Just a horrible person. She comes out and says, yes, Donald Trump deserves his day in court so he can prove his innocence. This is how these sick people, you know, that's not a slip. That's how they think. Mm-hmm. They have deemed him guilty. But then they at least say he's guilty, but he has a chance to prove that he's innocent. Sick as it gets.
It's definitely making white people into scapegoats for all the ills of this country. But what we have, see, what happened was abuses of our Constitution is why we're in the mess that we're in. That's my opinion. And our Constitution is based on Native American Indian law. That's our 100th Congress said that on the eve of our bicentennial in 1988. Of the ratification of the Constitution. It was of significant inspiration to James Madison, who wrote about 90% of our Constitution. The Guyanasqua, the great law of peace, which brought the infighting of the Iroquois nations, because there are 6 tribes that make up the Iroquois nations, to a halt. Our Constitution is next to the Holy Bible, according to John Coleman, a brilliant MI6 British intelligence agent. But never mind that. The white man's the devil. I'll never forget that. But George Whitefield started the Great Awakening in Britain that came over the ocean to America. And it was Jonathan Edwards that preached Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God that brought many people. It's called the Great Awakening, the first Great Awakening, because many people got saved as a result. It was George Whitefield that was warning American colonists, when you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, remember that this is not for your carnal knowledge. This place was not put here for your carnal desires, but actually as a blessing from God. Remember, it's a blessing from God. And now you have Francis Collins, who came over in the Massachusetts Bay Colony era in the 17th century, 1600s. And he teamed up, and I can't remember the name of the slaver. He was a slaver from Rhode Island, and there was slavery in the North at one time. And the Wild West of the Internet's gone, so I can't get information because we're in the age of shadow banning, deplatforming, and photoshopping, so unfortunately. But I'd have to go to the library, that slaver's name. But they looked at America as just something to use and abuse. So, yeah, there's good and bad all the way back. Brother Doc Marquis, who actually was born in generational witchcraft, goes back to the old world. He said good and bad came over those ships across the Atlantic Ocean, the Mayflower expeditions. 24 expeditions came over, and many people came over are not good. But we had a gigantic civil war to end slavery, but never mind that. Just remember, man's the devil. That's a bunch of crap, man. We're all sinners, and we all need to get saved before we die. Thanks for letting me call in.
Thank you, Flash. Always my pleasure. Good to talk to you. 609-407-1450. Phone lines are open. Margie, I shared this with you, I guess it was well over a year or two ago, maybe even. Margie, who is like a ninja when it comes to the weather and a ninja when it comes to genealogy. She has found so many incredible things about my family in the early years that I never knew the first thing about. Amazing stuff. Like, I am the descendant of someone who was on the Mayflower. How about that? We got that going on. All kinds of stuff. Some of the first settlers, governor, I'm forgetting his name, Margie would remember, very famous governor of Plymouth, is a direct relative of mine. Pretty amazing. I enjoyed your narrative there, Flash. This I also enjoyed seeing. Here's what's happening. Because you had Robert Hur, the special counsel, say that Biden is too unwell to be a criminal defendant, that he could not stand trial because his lack of mental capacity, Biden now has to answer questions. So he was for 3 years, just he'd walk by and get on Marine One or Air Force One. And now he has to stop and pretend like he has the, you know, the mental capacity to be like what a normal president would do. So when the big noise is going on by Marine One, and then because later the White House can come out and say, well, there was a lot of noise and the president didn't hear the question correctly. So this is their spin now. But lately, since this disclosure of Biden's declination, which we all knew anyhow, but now I guess it's official. Before you were a liar, now it's all good, but he's not all good. So they ask him this question. It's a CNN idiot says to President Biden, President Biden, do you have a B plan? Does Gavin need to stand by? Now, what I love about that is right to the president, they're telling him, hey, you realize you're not going to make it. You're not going to be the nominee. Do you have a plan B? But here's the other part that's fantastic, and I haven't heard anyone in the media catch this. This media person, it was perfectly natural for him to say, do you have a plan B? Does Gavin need to stand by? That media person from CNN immediately bypassed Kamala Harris. Like, she's not even there because she is a joke. Joe Biden didn't even want her. Obama did. Jill Biden didn't want. Who do you know would pick somebody to be their vice president that called you a racist viciously with the I was the little girl on the back of that bus calling Biden a racist? And he picked her to be the VP. That's not like Ronald Reagan picking George H.W. Bush, who said voodoo economics. I mean, she called him a racist. Joe Biden never forgot. I guess that's the one good thing. You know what's pretty good? You can say anything you want to Joe Biden. He's like Drew Barrymore, you know, 51st Dates or whatever that movie was called. Every day it starts all over again. Adam Sandler put the DVD together. Play this before you come up, because they lived on the ship at the end. Play this. Then she finds out, oh, my God, I'm married. Oh, my God, I have a child. It's like Joe Biden. You could say anything because by, like, I don't know. It's like Dory on Nemo. You know, she says her name 100 times. Hi, I'm Dory. Yeah, I know. You just told me. Hi, I'm Dory. Yeah, I know. You just told me. I mean, that's Joe Biden. You could say anything. Hey, Biden, you suck. I'll see you tomorrow. I mean, you can say anything. He'll love you. Hey, have I ever met you? No. You suck, Joe. Hey, what do you say that for? I'll see you tomorrow. You won't remember. This is really, I mean, if you think about it, he won't remember any slight. He won't remember anything. Now, of course, on a serious note, that's as dangerous as it gets. And believe me, there's a reason why Afghanistan happened the way that it did. You know the generals were aghast. You know why Putin attacked, full-blown war against Ukraine. You know why Iran is rich again. Obama, Biden, you know, default policies of just, hey, hi, Iran. We just have to give you billions of dollars because, you know, we love you. Even though you're the worst sponsor of terrorism in the world, they were broke as can be with Trump. Now they've got tens upon tens upon tens. I think Biden gave $60 billion lately. It's unbelievable what's going on. He funds Hamas, trashes the prime minister of Israel. I'm going to talk about this on the other side of the break and get your calls in as well. Arab Americans are urging voters to ditch Biden. They want him to resign. You have that just reprehensible Rashida Tlaib. She's calling for Michigan Democrats on February 27th to select uncommitted. Now, I don't think it's going to go that way, but it could be like Nikki Haley lost to none of these candidates. How would you like that? How would you like to lose like 65-30% to none of these candidates? So they want the Democrats to vote uncommitted. So Biden's trashing Netanyahu, and the Jewish folks see what Biden's doing. The Arab Americans don't think that Biden is pro-Hamas enough, so he's losing them. Biden's just got bad on top of bad going on. Not to mention, did you see, tripped twice going up the baby steps because he can't use the big ramp. So Biden uses the baby ramp. I'm telling you, at some point, all of this is going to matter. And I think it already does. And I think that's why you see the numbers that you see, including in some of the purple and even blue states. I think Biden's going to have to work really hard to win what used to be automatic blue states. He won't be competitive at all in the red states, and he's losing all eight of the battleground states, including Michigan. So I'm not going to use the word hope because hope is not a strategy, but let's pray that this momentum continues. This portion of Hurley in the Morning, pleased to report, brought to us in part by my friends at Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals. And of course, this is a month where we celebrate presidents who are famous for their honesty and integrity, a perfect time for me to remind you about a local business that I trust to treat their customers with honesty and integrity. And as I always tell you, I don't ask you to do what I haven't already done. Ambient Comfort is my official heating and cooling expert in our home. So in the summertime, they do the air conditioning checkup. In the wintertime, they do the heating checkup. They also check all of your water systems and make sure that everything is going, you know, well. And they're terrific. I will tell you this. They are right now offering you $50 off any repair. So how do you know if your heating system needs service? Well, if it's blowing cold air, that's a clue. If it's not keeping your house warm or evenly heated, or it has to run way too long, then you know that there's something you need ambient comfort for. Or it could be that your furnace is making noises or frequently cycling, and it might be ready to go. They'll tell you. If they can fix it, they'll fix it. If they can't fix it, they'll tell you. If it's not worth fixing, they will tell you. Trust Ambient Comfort. to make sure your system is safe and running at maximum efficiency. That's regardless of who originally installed it. And save $50 off any repair when you do as I do. Choose Ambient Comfort, because comfort matters. I ask you to choose who I choose. AmbientComfortNJ.com. That's AmbientComfortNJ.com, or call 609-568-0955. That's 609-568-0955, and get $50 off your next furnace repair, and tell them that I, Hurley in the Morning, sent you. Back after this. 609-407-1450. Your phone calls standing by. We'll get to them next.
This is the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network.
Yeah, it's still me. I'm like Artie Johnson. I'm at every counter that you go to. I'm Harry Hurley. I have three stories that you can follow right now on our WPG Talk Radio 95.5 app. The Stockton men's hockey program overcame disgusting Atlantic City Hall obstacles. Read all about it. The finest restaurant entrees that are available in the Atlantic City area. I think you're going to love the piece. And Atlantic City, a major Atlantic City casino, begins a multi-million dollar renovation, and it's just the first phase of a lot of work.
From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. 40s and sunshine is way different, way better than 40s and cloudy, or 40s and windy, or 40s and rainy. So we're not doing too badly today. High of 44 degrees with sun and some clouds and dry weather. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 30, increasing clouds and 46 tomorrow. Now things will turn damp, if not wet, from late tomorrow through the day on Friday. Get weather 24/7 wherever you are. Download our free mobile app today.
Hurley in the Morning, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Hurley in the Morning.
Not only the news, but perspective too.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And we are back. It's 41 minutes past the hour on the Hurley in the Morning program. If you haven't heard my one or two pronouncements that I have made earlier in the program, we're very excited, and a lot of people have made some nice comments and liked the post that we did on my Facebook page. We're filling in today for my good friend Brian Kilmeade. We have slammer, national, great guest after great guest. It's going to be jam-packed. We'll take phone calls all throughout the country. It's going to be a blast. So you know where to find me, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, right after Hurley in the Morning. And I will tell you that it's a great joy to actually complete this show and without separation immediately go to Brian's show and then have that next 3 hours with you. I really enjoy it. And it's a long day, a seven-hour day, but air shift, because we're always here more than 7 hours every day. All right, let's get your calls in. And I'm going to try to get in one during this segment, and I would ask you to hold on because I don't want to lose you. I want to get you on, so hang in there. You'll be the second call. Andy, welcome. Andy, did you know that it's a great day in Brigantine? Anyone tell you that?
It's a glorious Oxaborious day in Brigantine, I'm telling you. It's unbelievable.
I believe you.
I got my... I'm in the middle of my daily 3 mile morning constitutional, which I missed for over a week.
Ooh.
Well, I had some kind of farfalitis in the gut, so I wasn't feeling well for a few days, and then it was cold.
Yeah.
When it's cold and windy, I'm not outside walking. I mean, I'll go out in the 30s. I'll go out in the 20s as long as there's no wind.
Yeah. I'm with you. The wind is our enemy with that kind of thing. Yeah.
So I don't know if you brought this up. I listened to your monologue. I was in bed, so I was kind of – I had just awakened. I was kind of nodding. But did you happen to catch the story yesterday? And this is huge, that Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden among New York Jewish voters by 9 points. Did you see that?
I saw it, but I did not comment on it. So you bringing it up is very important, and it is for the first time this morning that this has been raised. And that goes to show you, Trump is actually considering, he said it last night in the town hall with Laura Ingraham in South Carolina, he might go to a New York stadium He may have a big blowout event. He might not pass on New York. And then he also brought up New Jersey that he thinks is winnable. So, you know, it's great if Trump can expand the map. You know, you got to win these battleground states. So you can't be stupid, you know, because if you go for more, you risk, you know, losing ones you could have won. But if he buttons down these eight battleground states and he can go expand the map, this is going to be an electoral blowout.
Harry, do you know how many seats Madison Square Garden holds?
Well, I know it's tens of thousands, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you think Donald Trump could fill Madison Square Garden?
If he announced, like, on Tuesday that he's going to be there on Friday night, he would fill it.
Yeah. Can you imagine the optics of that? I mean, Joe Biden's corpse could not attract flies.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
And this is why they have to tell us, but he's really popular. It's just different than Trump, you know. Yeah, right. The popularity is measured a lot of different ways, but intensity is measured by show me if you say, hey, come out and see me, I'm coming to your neighborhood, how many people come out?
Well, Dick Morris was on the other day, and he was talking about these four legs that hold up the stool of the Democrat party, okay? And they are the black vote, the Hispanic vote, the I guess it's the Gen Z vote, and the single white women who want to kill their babies vote, okay? So Trump's never going to get those, the women. But a one-legged stool cannot stand.
No, Biden's actually, Trump's in the 25-ish percentile with African Americans. As I said 4 years ago, if Trump stays anywhere near that, Biden can't win. That's when they went all in and put Trump in a Ku Klux Klan, you know, uniform, white sheet, the hood, the whole deal, because that's what they needed to do. If he stays anywhere near that, we already know, and there's nothing the Democrats can do about this one. They can try the race card again and try to turn Trump into some kind of wizard, but they cannot turn around the Hispanic vote. Trump may win the Hispanic vote, but I guarantee you he gets at least 40% of it. Biden can't win with either of those. If Trump is 10 or 15 points African-American support and 35 to 40% Hispanic support, he can't lose because he will win men. He will win a certain percentage of women. I think if you took every woman that will vote on November 5th, Biden will probably win the women's vote, but not by as much as you think, because there's a whole lot of people that know we have to make change here.
Well, my concern is, so you mentioned the Hispanic vote. Well, my concern is when it's self-evident that you know, he's going to take all of these segments of the voting public. At what point do they have to register these illegals in order for them to be allowed to vote?
The illegals will not vote in this election, Andy, but they will vote by the next one if they win.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, are you reasonably sure that they're not going to pull that stunt?
I'm positive they're not going to vote. Now, keep in mind, I can't say 100% because you do have areas that the moment you get a driver's license, you're automatically a registered voter. And then you have some of these corrupt Democrat states where they say, oh, but they know, they're told they can't vote. They have to self-report. But they put them on the voting rolls on purpose. This is how criminal they are.
Well, and then you have the Chinese woman who doesn't even speak English, who's not even a citizen, who's in charge of elections in I guess it was it San Francisco?
But here's the good news. Anywhere that's going to happen is somewhere that's so radically socialist Democrat that it doesn't matter. You know, it could affect the popular vote, but it won't matter. Trump's not winning California. So if Trump loses California by 5 million votes, it doesn't matter. Trump is going to do two things this time. The Electoral College is not going to be close, and Trump is going to win the popular vote. That'll be the first time since President George W. Bush's second election because, as you know, it was barely. He got like 49 point something, but he did not get the popular vote against Al Gore. He did get it against John Kerry. If Kerry had won Ohio, Kerry would have been the president, and Bush would have won the popular vote. So that would have sent people into a tizzy. Trump is going to win the popular vote, and I don't know the next time that a Republican will win the popular vote, if ever. So this is an extraordinary opportunity on November 5th that we cannot blow. Got to get the break in, Andy. I've got to go. It's 10 minutes before the top of the hour, and I promise you we're going to get you on next. So don't go away on the phone lines. And then remember, two more hours of Hurley in the Morning, and then we will begin today's Brian Kilmeade Show together right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
People all over the Jersey Shore have found the easiest way to stay connected to South Jersey's talk station. It's the WPG Talk Radio app. Read free, unlimited South Jersey news. Listen to your favorite talk shows. Send us breaking news tips and more. The WPG Talk Radio app is powered by Smokers Haven. You'll find the finest selection of cigars at any of their five locations. Stop in and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. SmokersHavenNJ.com. Enable our skill and tell your smart speaker, play WPG. Hurley in the Morning.
It's a woke society and I am fed up with it.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you. Welcome back. As promised, at 5 minutes before the top of the hour, right back to your calls at 609-407-1450. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air. Glad you called. Thanks. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm Rodney from Egg Harbor Township.
Hi, Rodney.
Yes, they say if you see something, you should say something. Well, they're talking about the Stanley Village and all the people are displaced. And I think maybe some of those people should call in and state some of their cases that they have. But also there was another place up on 559 at Thompson Lane. It was called the Egg Harbor River Resort. And there was a whole bunch of elderly people who were all kicked out. They were all evicted. And none of them ever called into the radio stations. I'm one of them. I'm elderly. I'm 76 years old. And it was a mobile home park, and they kept claiming that it was a campground.
Yeah.
But you can't go camping where there's a whole bunch of buildings, and there are no open spaces for people, for Boy Scouts to come and go camping, or anybody to go camping. And
by the way, Rodney, I'm familiar with the property that you're talking about. I also live in EHT. The issue about Stanley Homes Village folks calling in, I will tell you that they reach out to me off the air, and there are just a number of people that don't feel comfortable talking on the air about it, but they have been very communicative about it, just not publicly.
All right, but at the Egg Harbor River Resort, there was a guy who had a really large mobile home. It had upstairs in it. And he had three children that were going to the Atlantic Christian School. And I think that goes up to 12th grade. They made them leave, and he had to pull the whole mobile home out, and I don't know where he went to. That was extremely... That I call obstruction of education.
Well, it's terrible. But I guess they're going to live somewhere, and you can go to Atlantic Christian School no matter where you live. It's a as you know, it's not a public school. It's a great school. I go past it a minimum of twice a day. They've done a beautiful job sprawling campus, and they've been competitive in many, many different areas academically and also in sports and extra and co-curricular activities. Were they able to put their home, find a pad somewhere that they're not going to get asked to leave and just continue to do what they were doing? Or not being there, did that disrupt them and displace them completely?
I don't know where they went to, because I was kicked out myself, and there was like a bunch of elderly people there. So
Can I ask you a pointed question? Did you place a home somewhere? I mean, for example, if you are somewhere where you're renting a pad, it's a mobile home type, you know, park or whatever you want to refer to the community as, and you're there and you pay the pad fee and you're legally allowed to be there, were people just you know, homesteading. I mean, just it's an area where for a period of time it was not enforced. It sounds like if you get kicked out, unless somebody's doing something wrong on the township side, that people were staying somewhere that they didn't have the right to stay.
No, I bought the mobile home. It was called a park model, and I bought it back 20 years ago. And the advertisement that everybody received when we came in, it said there was no seasonal closing. And the owner, I guess, was ignoring the fact that it was an ordinance, and he wanted to ignore it, and I think everybody else, all the
public. We are at the end of the hour, so I have to run, Rodney, but I'm happy to talk to you about this again in the future. Two more hours of Hurley in the Morning, and then we'll be hosting today the Brian Kilmeade Show. Stay with us. It's halftime.